It is our pleasure now at the Saturday Light Brigade to welcome seven people who have a common bond, really quite a common bond in a number of ways, I'm sure. But the main bond that they have is a gentleman who's been doing something for about four decades, and that's helping folks become their best in life as well as in the particular sport of coaching swimming. And I'm sorry if you were tuning in that we're a little late today. It's been we started running late around 6:30 this morning, and it's accumulated. Hosea Holder, Coach Hosea Holder, who's been inspiring and coaching kids from 6 to 18, is here with us this morning with some of his kids. But I want to turn straight. May I call you Hosea?
Oh, that's fine.
Or Coach, maybe. Yes. I'd feel more comfortable maybe with Coach. Can you tell me a bit about your life and how this all started?
Well, we was moved to Pittsburgh in May of 1947, and across the street from where we lived in the Hill District was an Olympic-sized pool, and I saw the children swimming in the pool, and I thought that was the greatest thing to be able to do. So I got hooked on swimming, and that's what I've been doing ever since.
What brought you to Pittsburgh? Where were you living prior to that?
Birmingham, Alabama. My dad was a mill worker there, and he came to Pittsburgh in 44.
So probably to work at U.S. Steel somewhere?
Yes, he worked on Neville Island.
Okay.
For Gervaux.
Oh, I know that. My wife, Ricky, and I worked right across the street from Gervaux's former plant on Neville Island at one point in our lives. Did you swim as a boy growing up?
Well, I swam in junior high and senior high school. Other than that, I didn't do any AAU swimming. The opportunity wasn't there for me.
And why swimming? I think, and I ask that, I know lots of swim team people, and what it means to be on a swim team and the kind of sport it is. But some people that sort of aren't part of that choir might be wondering about the values and value associated with being part of a swim team.
Well, it's like life. If you're going to get anything or accomplish anything out of life, you must be committed and dedicated. And this comes with swimming, with this the two formulas, plus it's hard work. And from that, when you go to a meet and you improve your times, you're gratified with that. And you come back and you want to work harder and be more dedicated, more committed to improving.
I swam growing up, and it really was meaningful to me to do that. I never was part of a team because I could never, ever, still to this day, master diving or jumping off a block. I just can't make my body go in head first. I could probably get some tips from you, but I was never able. I really had a psychological barrier with that, although I'm a strong swimmer. I just can't do that. But probably the word can't is not a good thing around you, I have a feeling.
No, that's not part of our vocabulary.
Well, let's meet some of your kids. I need to tell you as you're listening that each person sitting around the table, in addition to Coach and me, just has this bright smile on their face. As it's clear that there's just such incredible love for this man. Why don't we start with you? What's your name?
My name is
Valerie. Oh, hang on. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
My name is Valerie Phelps.
And where are you from, Valerie? Where do you live?
The North Side.
And can you tell me a bit about your experiences? How old are you?
I'm 16.
And where do you go to school?
I go to City Charter High School.
Oh, great. Do you know Alexis Richardson by any chance? She's an intern here
now.
Alexis, she's not here right now, but she's a City High intern, and she's probably in your class,
yeah,
I'm guessing.
Yeah, she is, yeah.
Tell me about your relationship with Coach.
Well, first of all, I just love Coach. I mean, everybody loves Coach. He's just such a loving man, and he's just a great coach. He's firm, but then he's still will always love you. And like, that's what a coach needs to be. And he just masters that.
Have you done any other sports?
Yeah, I did basketball, volleyball, cross country. I've done lots of other sports, so.
What's different about this?
About swimming?
Mm-hmm. And swimming with coach, or if anything, I don't mean that to be a challenge, mm-hmm. but I would imagine it's a little different. For one, you're on a team with members of other communities, but it just strikes me that swimming, it's sort of partly a team sport. That's always a team, but there's a lot of very individualized things that you need to do, too, mm-hmm. For your own individual events. Have you found the style of coaching or what you gain from swimming to be different than some of the other sports you play?
Yeah, well, in swimming, we are a team, but we do have our individual events, but we're a family. Like, everybody has their own individual stuff that they do, but we're still together. So you can be an individual, but you still have your family right there with you and your team right there with you.
Very good. Would you like to say hello to anybody or any other remarks while you've got the microphone here?
Oh. I like to say hi to my sister.
What's her name?
Carissa. She actually is on the swim team too, but she couldn't make it today.
Well, I'm glad she's able to listen at least. Anything else that you want to add? I just want to be sure you get sure you speak your piece. And why don't we talk with you next, since you're right here. What's your name?
My name's Lark Davin Flynn Blackson, and in swimming, I'm known as Happy.
You seem like a very happy person. Is that why?
Thank you. well, Coach, what's really fun about swimming is we get to learn a lot about swimming, and before I joined the team, I couldn't dive at all.
Oh, like I would have been. Yeah. I just can't. I honestly, twice in my life, I successfully dove in head first and probably having swum for 40 years. Maybe I need to talk with Coach about some consulting work here. But I just couldn't do it. But you mastered it?
Yeah, well, not mastered it. I'm still kind of scared because I'm not like the daredevil person or anything like that.
Where are you from, Lark?
I'm from Shadyside.
And where do you go to school?
I go to Sacred Heart Elementary School.
And why this swim team at the Kingsley Center?
Well, I like the swim team because, well, Coach, I feel like he's my grandpa and he's everyone's grandpa.
She meant father. She meant another father or an uncle.
Yeah, I did. Because he's really funny, and he's not afraid to give you a compliment at all if you did really well. And, you know, he can be firm sometimes, but if you get on his good side, you're a shoo-in.
Every person, especially younger people, needs a caring adult, a chance to grow, and a safe space, period. Other things, too, but at least that. And it sounds like this swim team provides you with all those things.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I like swimming so much because I have lots of friends that I like to hang out with. And it's fun talking to them afterwards in the locker rooms. And it's really easy because it's not always easy, but it's easy for me to swim afterwards, like, just for fun because I know how to. And my little brothers, they're really bad at swimming.
Are they on the team?
No, they did for like a month or something like that, but I guess they quit because they're real shrimpy, so.
Do you, would you like to say hello to those little brothers, or maybe not, but would you like to say hello to anybody who's tuned in?
My brothers are probably not listening, but I guess, hello, sure. Hello everyone who's listening.
Your brothers certainly aren't listening now. What are their names, Lark?
John and Philip, both of them have real curly hair.
Uh-huh.
They can be a lot of fun at times, but they can be like pain in the neck other times.
Great. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade Saturday mornings at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.1 WIUP FM Indiana, 90.7 WMCO New Concord, Ohio. 91.1 WSHA Grove City, 91.7 WNJR Washington, 91.7 WCUC Clarion, PCTV 21, Comcast Pittsburgh, 47 Verizon Greater Pittsburgh, and live and on demand at slbradio.org. Hi, today and tomorrow around 84, 8:52 is tonight's sunset. 58 degrees is the forecast low, 70 in Clarion, 72 in Indiana and Grove City, a balmy 75 degrees in Washington, PA, and 73 in New Concord, and at our studios in historic Allegheny Square. We're talking with Coach Hosea Holder's team at the Kingsley Center called the Stingrays, and Coach has been providing opportunities for kids 6 to 18 to learn to swim for over 40 years. And we're going to talk to you guys in a second, but I just want to get back to Coach to see if you might want to react to anything that these girls just said or if anything's popped into your head as you've been listening.
Well, I am very firm, but I'm fair. And when they do a good workout, I compliment them, all not only the girls, but the males also. And one of the things Lark had said about the brothers and that, swimming isn't for everyone. There's some people that just can't be dedicated.
That's a good point. Yeah,
to doing this type of very regimented training.
It's fun when you find your thing, and sometimes you got to try a lot of things to find that. What you mentioned about firm is really important, too. I think a lot of adults, and I include myself in this category, are not so great at being firm. I'm really a softy. I tend to, it's very rare for me to put my foot down. My wife might disagree, Ricky. I don't think I do that very often. And to be fair and consistent and firm is got to be a prerequisite for a coach. And I think that men and women that become coaches are really incredible people in those skills. They're seemingly simple. I think people look at coaches and think, oh, this is an easy job. And maybe it's a job you love and a role in life you love, but it takes a lot of energy, I would imagine, to really understand how to best reach everybody and also to be equal in your treatment of everybody.
Well, the fun in that is you have different personalities. Mm-hmm. And we should say a variety of personalities. And in coaching, you've got to be able to, sift the sand to see where each one falls in their own little nook and cranny, and then you go from there. Now, some kids, you can just look at them and roll your eyes, and they in turn straighten up and do what they're supposed to do. And there's some you have to raise your voice, and then there's some you have to do. I have a little thing I call a bungee check. So you have to call them out and give them a bungee check. It's called pain, and pain is very, very reinforcing is don't do it again.
Is the bungee check a little...
No, right here.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
He's started doing a gentle Vulcan neck pinch on this person here. What's your name?
Kimani Gregory.
Hey, Kimani, where are you from?
From East Sapien Hills.
Nice to meet you. And how old are you?
8 years old.
And Lark, I forgot to ask you how old you are.
I'm 11. I turned 11 in June, so.
Well, belated happy birthday. So you're 8. And how long have you been on the team?
5 years.
Wow. So you're a real swim rat, as they say. You started when you were 3 or 4?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Do you remember learning to swim?
Not really.
Yeah, some of those memories start to fade after a while. What do you like about being on the team?
Well, I really like being on the team is coach teaching me, talking to friends, but mostly learn how to swim.
Mm-hmm. What have you learned? I mean, are there any specific strokes that were difficult for you that you've been able to master as a result of being on the Stingrays? Like the backstroke or butterfly or anything?
Breaststroke.
Yeah, that's a tough one, to have the discipline for that repeated motion like that, which I never was very good at that. I mostly was crawl and a little bit of backstroke. Do you want to say hello to anybody that might be listening?
No.
No, that's okay. Let's meet who's right next to you. What's your name?
My name is Isaiah Gregory.
And where are you from, Isaiah?
I'm from Penn Hills.
Are you guys brothers?
Yeah, we're related.
Yeah, I thought so. I heard the east side, Penn Hills. I heard the Gregory. I can put things together. And tell me about your experiences. Did you also learn at such a young age?
Yes, I learned when I was about 5 or 6, and I've been doing it. I remember when I started, I was terrible, to be honest. I thought I could swim, but no, I was completely wrong. But it started off difficult, and as I learned more, and I guess I started to get used to it and everything else. And
any reflections on life lessons maybe from Coach that even go beyond swimming?
Oh, yeah. I learned to respect everybody, no matter how old or how young. I learned that when swimming, it involves everything. It involves attitude, math, physicalness. Basically, it takes a lot of stuff, but swimming is not for everybody, but hey.
Have you thought about what you might want to be when you're older?
I haven't yet. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Do you like to write, or...
I tried karate, and I actually only got to a white belt.
Oh, I'm sorry, to write. Do you like to write?
To write,
You're really good with words. That's the only reason I ask you that. You seem to be very articulate.
Well, thank you.
Do you want to say hello to anybody?
I just want to say hi to my family and everybody that's listening, and that's it.
Great. And let's turn to you. We haven't talked to you yet. Come a little closer to that mic. What's your name?
Norman Gregory.
And how old are you?
13.
Where do you go to school?
Linton Middle School.
Linton? So you're all Penn Hills, is that right?
Yep.
And how long have you been with Coach?
5 years.
And you know the drill by now. Any thoughts, reflections?
Well, I know when I first started swimming, I wasn't that great at it. I thought I knew how to swim because when I was little, I was taught how to swim. But now you know, like, what it's really, really about.
Yeah, there's probably a lot of cases, I would imagine, Coach, where people more or less have some swimming ability. I mean, they're not afraid of the water, and they're able to stay afloat. But I did play tennis and enjoyed it. I had to unlearn a lot of bad habits from a coach when I first started to try to play seriously. And it was very, I don't know if you had that trouble, it was very hard for me to correct my form, you know, to be better. Did you have that trouble at all?
Mm-hmm. I still have trouble with it.
Yeah, I think it's sort of a lifelong journey. Hey, do you want to say hi to anybody?
Family.
Well, that's good.
And that's probably it.
And I do need to find out who this woman next to you is. Are you going to say hello?
Hi, my name is Melanie Reese. I'm just a parent of... My kids aren't here.
Well, there's no such thing as just anybody, let alone just a parent. Any words about Coach?
Well, I think the first time that we met Coach, my sister and I adopted 6 children, I guess, about 16 years ago.
Thank you for doing that. That's a wonderful gift.
You're welcome.
I'm saying, I mean that. I worry about children who need parents.
We didn't know exactly what we were getting ourselves in for because both of our children were grown. We had one son apiece, and they were grown, and we brought 6 babies into the house.
Oh,
and
my.
One day we were in Home Depot, and one of my kids was not acting accordingly. And we were in line, and this older man turned around and looked, and I said, oh, God, here goes somebody else is going to tell me how bad my kids are acting. And he looked at me and he said, you ever think about taking these kids swimming? And I said, oh, no. And he told me where to take them, meet me at Holland Park, 9 o'clock, you know, every morning. And we were like, I said, oh, this man isn't serious. So when I told my sister, she said, oh, yeah. We went to Holland Park that next day. I think he was kind of surprised we showed up, but we showed up, and we've been with the team ever since, and I want to tell you, my kids can swim. Clarissa, who's 15, Christopher, who's 15, Donald and Henderson, and Jessica, he's taught them all to swim, and he's taught them life, and he's gave them a skill that my sister and I could never have, and we will be eternally grateful to Coach.
I'm so glad you told that story because it illustrates so much. One is just the accidents of life that
yes.
lead to changes that you know, if you had hit another red light on your way to Home Depot, you two never would have been next to each
That's
other.
True.
It's just
if my son was acting accordingly.
Yeah.
Coach would have never turned around and said anything to him.
Do you want to, you mentioned your kids, anything else? Do you want to say any hellos? Or,
hey, Joyce. Yeah. Family. I'm on the radio.
And we'll be sure to get you copies of this. And I don't know if any of the other parents here had anything to say. I know you're welcome if you want to. I want to be mindful of your time schedule.
Okay.
But Coach, you and I don't know each other very well. We really only met, you know, this morning. And I'd really like to get to know you better. I'd like to learn more about your life and maybe even sit with a digital recorder between the two of us and talk to you a little bit, because the work you're doing and that you have done just seems remarkable. Thank you. I mean, anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I would love to thank all the parents for allowing me to be a part of their children's life. It's something that I can't think of the lady's name right now. The congresswoman from New York City, Ms. Chisholm, she said, giving back is like paying rent for the time that you're allowed to be on this earth. So hopefully I'm trying to pay some of the rent back that I've been allowed to be on this earth. And I enjoy the kids, the families, and also the sport, and that's one of the reasons why I'm still doing what I'm doing.
Are you Terry or Jeff?
No.
Oh, I'm looking at my notes here because I understand you've got a Terry. Was on, none of you are Terry, right? Mm-hmm. But in my notes, I had that Terry Walker was on your team or was coached by you and Terry's son.
And Nehemiah, he's not here.
Yeah, but that's great to have multi-generational aspects of that. And also Jeff with four kids on the team. What a great impact you've made. Thank you. Are you recruiting members? Should we mention a number or a method for folks who may want to get involved?
Well, we're always recruiting, and if anyone is interested, they can always stop at Highland Park between 9 and 11. That's when we're coaching. Or they can give me a call at home. Am I allowed to give the number out?
If you're comfortable, absolutely.
Yeah. 412-661-2186, and just leave it on the answer machine or tell my wife what you're calling about, and we leave your name and number, and we'll get back to you ASAP.
And that's 6 days a week, 7 or 9 to 11 at Highland Park?
It's 5 days a week, 9 to 11.
Monday through
Friday.
Mm-hmm. And or you could just hang out at Home Depot and wait for
Coach
to come in.
Wait for Coach to come in.
If you missed any of those contact information, any of that contact information, just get a hold of us and we'll pass it along. Thank you, all of you, for being here. Congratulations. On the family you formed around this gentleman and around the sport, this gentleman. Thank you very much for being here.